We've seen over the weekend, Jeff, that Israel and Hamas are essentially at war with one another, as we have seen Monday morning wake up to this and the markets have been open. What are the first reactions that the market has had to this news?
Well, usually as we come back, you know, currently we're setting in here right now. Market was a little higher on corn and beans, and now we have traded, so we're back trading a little bit lower across corn and beans. Have a little bit more strength, you know, across, we're higher across Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis wheat. You know, crude oil's up about $3.60 a barrel, and it is, we'd have expected it. It jumped higher right away as soon as the markets opened. And overall, in this type of setting in here, you know, you always have to think about, okay, what are the speculative traders going to do? And from the speculative trader side, really, if we come in and look at it, how we gauge that is we look back and we say, okay, so what's their position? You know, how are they physically setting in the market, and what may they want to do? So if we go back and we take a look at basically the commitment of traders report, well, what we know is we know that on corn and on wheat, you know, they're physically short in this market. So if they wanted to get to the sideline, that would mean they'd have to step in and buy in this market. And over on the soybean side, they're really almost to a zero position, but they are a slight long. So that would mean maybe just a little bit of selling. But that's kind of how things are stacked up right now.
So we really haven't seen a ton of movement, but so to sum it up, we've seen some movement, not a ton. What happens, and it sounds like this conflict could persist for some time. What are your thoughts and expectations on what might happen here long term with the markets?
Yeah, the probably the best way that we like to break this down is that we go first to the energy market and say, what's this going to do to the energy market? And overall, we think that crude oil, we're actually a little bit surprised that we haven't seen crude oil probably jump back higher. If you think about it here over the last couple of weeks, you know, at one point it was up over $95 a barrel and then has pulled all the way back down to about 80, 81 on the West Texas Intermediate. But on the crude side, we think that will continue. Anytime we add the stabilization in that, you know, area, we see crude work its way higher, and we think that will continue to do that. We think from there, if you work crude higher, overall, our thought would be across corn and soybeans. I still think, because of what the speculative traders may do, I still think this brings just a little bit of stabilization. Now, if we were setting up basically at the tops of the highs of where these markets have been, then I'd probably feel a little differently. But I think this actually is a little supportive on the market going forward from here across corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Let's talk inputs for a second. Jeff, what do you think this does to inputs for soybean and corn farmers?
Yeah, overall, I'd have to say, so the first thing, you know, as we dig in, we'll talk, you know, touch on diesel fuel. I think that raises the price of diesel fuel. I think it also does raise the price of gasoline, and that's coming because we see the raising in the crude oil prices. And then from there, as we move on over to fertilizer, I would say overall, this would have a tendency to also raise up the price of what we're seeing on the fertilizer side. So I think that all those inputs we'd see working higher for the farmers across corn and soybeans.
And are you expecting, I mean, maybe diesel and gas might be a little different because of the crude oil part of this, but do you expect significant increases, modest increases? What are your expectations there?
Yeah, I think what happens next is going to tell us whether we just have some modest increases in here, if we see an acceleration. So what, you know, if we sit back and look at what's probably going to happen, well, Israel's trying to get their country intact right now in regard to getting Hamas out of the areas that they had gained some traction in. And then from there, we'll see how far into Gaza do they want to push. And then the next question is, does Hezbollah get involved? Basically, because we know Iran is behind both Hamas and Hezbollah both. And as a result of that, then the question becomes, who else gets involved? And does anything inadvertently happen? So if for instance, we're moving, the U.S. is moving, you know, another aircraft carrier and strike group into the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea. If inadvertently something happened where, you know, missiles were fired or something, where there was some type of attack on any type of our assets, then all of a sudden you see an escalation in this. And so ultimately at this point, I'd say it's just moderate changes going forward. But if you ended up seeing other parties get in, whether that be a strike into Iran, you know, from Israel or something, or other parties jumping in to attack, Hezbollah hitting Israel harder from the north, and then the U.S. actually has to get involved in this, at that point, then we'd see a stronger acceleration in the prices across your inputs, across your diesel fuel, your gasoline, and then also your fertilizers as we go forward.
So given all of this, we've got conflict, obviously, with Russia and Ukraine. We've got some harvest uncertainties continuing here in terms of what the crop looks like. What's your advice with farmers right now when it comes to some of these moving pieces, given what we've seen this weekend?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we are getting asked, and I think it's on a lot of people's minds, is, okay, as a result of what's happening, do I do anything with my unsold grain? And I'd say as of right now is that I would say you can just hold tight with where you're positioned right now. We do think we're going to see a bounce in the prices higher yet. Our opinion on that hasn't changed, so I don't think you need to do anything with that. I think we've got some additional things that are coming in here that could impact basis levels, and that is where we have, if we look at the 7-day forecast, we've got some rains coming in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I think that'll be supportive to basis levels overall because it's going to slow up this harvest, which overall sure seems like it's moving along a little bit slower than what I kind of thought it was going to be. So I think that's going to help us there on the basis side to bring some firmness. Probably the last thing for individuals that physically have, you know, maybe made sales before, they've got grain that's going to the bin, the question becomes, you know, what do I do in regard to, you know, rolling those hedges or rolling my hedge to rise forward for my protection against, if I'm talking corn, December on out to March or December out into May? I'd say we're really getting really close to needing to do that. If you're over on the bean side, I'd say you're probably fine. You could probably go ahead and roll your hedges out there and then look for some basis improvement down the road.
Jeff, those are my questions this morning. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think the only thing right now is just be aware as we're coming along, get a good idea of, you know, where your break evens are at. As we see where these yields are at, get a good idea of where you physically want to be able to, you know, when you're going to want to move some bushels, you know, and ultimately if you're taking stuff into town, I would say, you know, focus on storage or delayed pricing first. And then at some point down the road, once we see some basis improvement, we could then transition out of that into a basis contract, looking for a little bit higher price on the future side as we go down the road.